rolling.
All right, this is the March 25th, 2025 meeting of the Central Business District Historic District Landmarks Commission Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Randy Hutchison, present. Robert Boyd, present. Robert Cangelosi, present. Miriam Salas, present. Ashley King, absent. We have four members constituting a quorum. The first item on the agenda, the second item on the agenda are the minutes of the Tuesday, February 18th, 2025 meeting. Are there any changes or is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve them.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, the first application on the agenda is 800 Canal Street. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Laura Barnes, 1000 South London, St. Francis Parkway, New Orleans, 70125.
Great. Thank you. Do you have drawings you'd like to pass out? Okay. I'm working on the PowerPoint. I'm having a little technical difficulty. All right, staff?
This is an application for new entrance road at the Canal Street elevation at a contributing rated commercial building. So currently there are three swinging doors and they're proposing sliding glass.
I don't see any vertical dimensions anywhere, and I see it just you're keeping that top transom, but you just say modify it as required. What are you doing vertically? Are you changing the height of the existing doors at all?
No. So it is just replacing exactly what those three doors are with the sliding doors, and it's only the doors.
I think he's mentioning the comment above on the exterior elevation that says modify existing transom. So what is the scope of work there?
I think that's just on there in case something with State Fire Marshal, because State Fire Marshal also had to approve this. But there will be no modifications to the transoms if it's only the doors.
On detail 7, there's a steel tube that's going across above the door. That's an existing steel tube?
That I would have to find out.
Okay. If it's existing, then you know, I'm assuming it's staying and there shouldn't be no modification to the overall height.
But. Sort of the implication there is that it's new.
Yeah.
That appears new.
Yeah.
Do you think that the previous arrangement lined up, the doors and side lights lined up with the transom, mm-hmm. now they're not going to do that. Do you think that the transom should be changed or is it better to keep the historic fabric?
I think it needs to change. And if it changes, then I have no issue with the proposed.
Yeah, I would line them up with the new door vertical dimensions.
I don't see how you would actually modify them in any way. Anyways, it would be probably more difficult than just replacing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you want to have, because otherwise aluminum has probably aged over time.
Right.
And then you're going to have two different finishes,
and
no
if
matter
that
what.
Transom bar could be made smaller if at all possible. That would help too, I believe.
I'm guessing
there's no
more
dimension
than
there at all.
Doors.
Yeah, exactly. It's just an heavy element.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what it's for.
Yeah.
It's just a bit fat, but mm-hmm. gotta be. But I do think that the openings and transom should line up.
Could there be additional trim added to the outside face to kind of reduce the scale of that transom bar?
I mean, what he did is kind of heavy anyways. Like, if you look at the doors.
It's not very heavy. Yeah.
Not the element not per se, but not the element per se, but the horizontally reads quite heavy anyway.
You mean in the existing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, when it has the door head anyways, like the frame makes it a sort of thick horizontal. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll still be there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you. I know sometimes these you can have brake metal trim, or you can mm-hmm. use a custom trim that would
almost
sort of match
in
the
it.
Yeah.
like a coping or yeah. cornice sort of nearby. Just the, you want to get the proportions, okay, and the scale, mm-hmm, and not have what looks like 8 inches of flat metal.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily put a molded shape on it, but just some sort of flat around it to
flat,
create the,
yeah,
sinkage.
Mm-hmm. Just to give
break
it
up the
shadow line.
Absolutely.
Dimension
right,
on
get,
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And you,
yeah,
are
no curvature, no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
none of that.
No, this is a streamlined modern building.
Yeah.
It's totally inappropriate.
Yep.
Actually, even if you took some of the ribbing from the canopy sign there and put across it,
that's exactly
break
right.
It up.
That's exactly right.
And you're going to maintain the sort of natural aluminum or anodized aluminum finish, assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
I just put a note on there.
All right, is there any public comment regarding 800 Canal Street? Seeing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve based on the comments to adjust the transom to the vertical, new vertical dimensions.
I second.
And, okay, and sorry,
and the transom bar.
And add some details to the transom bar.
I will second that.
All right, we're going to have a motion by Randy Hutchison and a second by Marianne Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
All right, the next item on the agenda is 329 North Diamond Street.
Good morning.
Welcome. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yeah, Kimberly Allen, Studio BKA, 1119 St. Mary Street, New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is
staff.
Sorry.
Is it just one page? It's all the same, or? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was one page.
I think it's just one image, right?
Yeah.
This is the review of updated proposed primary facade materials at a previously approved renovation of a non-contributing rated two-story warehouse building for conversion to hotel use in the warehouse district. At the previous ARC meeting, this was recommended for conceptual approval with the final details you worked out at the staff level. The ARC agreed that the proposed glazed terracotta brick and tile proportions and subtle color variation are successful. The transom material and detail changes are successful because these elements now appear more industrial in character, and the applicant should investigate the feasibility of relocating the proposed gas meter box from the front elevation to the perpendicular interior wall of the adjacent entry vestibule. And basically, this was approved with the glazed terracotta tiles. Subsequently, I think there was an issue with availability.
Yeah.
So they submitted a revised tile, and I brought this to the ARC essentially because the previous was unglazed. Was glazed. This is now unglazed, and there's also a subtle sort of ribbing to,
yeah,
the brick. So I just wanted to verify, because this is primarily just the facade, mm-hmm, elevation that remains.
Sorry, is that the rendering we're looking at, or is this the rendering?
No, we
that's the previous.
It.
That's the old one.
So that's the other one. This is the new one. Wait, where's
this
the
is
latest?
This is the new one here, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and it's really just the brick and the sort of pilasters.
So we should just focus here and not,
yes,
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
this is not accurate.
That's not
well,
yeah,
the transom and all that,
yeah,
is
that's staying.
That's all stayed the same. It's just the materiality.
It's just the brick.
Yeah. Okay, and then the lantern is there.
So like a darker green.
Yeah.
All
you
the materials
don't control
for
color.
You to look at. Like this represents like the color of the stucco that we want to do with the storefront color, and then the actual tile we have.
Yeah. Is that the actual color or is the darker,
yeah,
terracotta?
It's interesting, like if you pull up the website, it shows it more like a deeper red, but we ordered that tile sample and I guess they gave us the lightest one in the batch,
yeah,
because it's very soft colored, but
yeah,
the website shows it like more of like red tone.
It definitely wants
stucco
to be like
so the stucco is gonna
trendy
be sort of like an oatmeal color, like a not,
yeah,
right
way.
This
right
is limestone, so I
think that one's coming. Oh, so that's your
stand-in?
Yeah,
it's just a stand-in, yeah.
But it's the color is close?
It's the color, yeah. Yeah, so, right.
Is there enough contrast?
It's a little close, huh?
Huh? No. But is there enough contrast between the two materials of the post? No, I think
not very much.
I mean, if it's closer to your rendering.
Yeah. You like it more red, like darker red.
Because otherwise it's
contrast.
More of the contrast.
It
melts too much.
Do you want to pull up the website? You can pull that up.
I have some photos in here, too.
Yeah,
it does have photos.
You have
it in
the beginning.
So it's got a little variation to it.
Yes. So there,
well, they do have different color, antique white sealed, smooth matte sealed, antique satin sealed. I guess it depends on the seal you put on it.
Yeah, we're going to seal it. That, so this one is
it changes
sealed.
The color according to this across the bottom.
Yeah.
Right, they just
compare
it. It's just not sealed. But
you're going for the matte, though, not a satin or a gloss finish?
I'm not going for a gloss. I think it was the...
It's smooth or antique?
The antique.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Antique satin, not the gloss, though. Not the antique gloss.
No,
antique
not
satin.
The gloss.
That would be dark enough.
So the third one.
That would be
right?
dark enough, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just not the two on the left.
Correct. Which means that you have the sample for the very first one, right?
They sent me that.
That happens.
Okay, so gotcha. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding 329 North Diamond Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion?
I make a motion to approve as long as the material to be used is the antique satin seal, which is the third image on the product data sheet.
Mm-hmm. I'll second it.
We have a motion by Miriam Salas. And a second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you.
I like it better now.
I actually really like it.
I think the brick is very
good.
It's very good, yeah. Who makes a brick? Oh, duh. I have it.
You know that to yourself.
I'm still in vacation mode, okay?
They do breeze blocks and stuff too.
Thank
some
you.
Really neat
I
stuff.
Love these blocks. That's something that all the horror houses want to have.
Thank you.
Yeah, my place, it have permanent brick, open brick. So I always have a breeze, no matter what.
Yeah. I don't see the manufacturer here.
I think it's called Clay.
Oh, it's not. That's funny. Okay, I make fun of myself.
Clay.com.
It's a cool material. I wonder how expensive that is.
I was wearing that too.
I like to use it myself.
Yeah, where's the price sheet? No, no,
give me that. These must be